This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm not here to question one of our fine advertisers, but that last commercial was for Sky Rizzy, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing is everything. So that's just like you get the bad skin. What do they call that? The
modern plaque psoriasis?
Yes. But the beginning of that says that his son likes to fly a kite, but he can't because of he can't fly a kite with his son because of that. Why would having patchy skin prevent you from flying a kite with your son?
I don't know. I don't have that.
I don't either.
I don't know what it's like.
But I have seen people with psoriasis where you get, it's an itchy and you get dry skin and it sucks. But why would that stop you? Of all the things that you could create an ad for, why would flying a kite? I'm just trying to think in what way patchy, itchy skin would stop me from flying a kite with my son.
Well, maybe you're just in pain, you know? Right?
To where you can't fly a kite?
Yeah.
You kind of just stand there, right?
Wouldn't flying a kite be the... Like, if I was in pain, my son came to me and was like, Dad, I know you're not feeling well, and you got, like, your skin hurts a little bit, you're a little uncomfortable.
What's the first activity you could do after surgery? Fly a kite.
Wouldn't flying a kite be the one thing you could do?
Maybe the wind hurts, inflames psoriasis.
Interesting.
I also told Suga, I thought maybe, like, could just being out in the sun make it worse or something? Like, make your skin more sensitive?
Like, long sleeve, you know?
You would think that would be an option?
Like, when I go fishing, I wear, a dry fit shirt because you want the sun off of you. Look, again, not here to question Sky Rizzy because nothing is everything, but I thought it was weird that of all the ailments that could prevent you from flying a kite.
Also, what does that mean? Nothing is everything.
Well, because if you don't have it, then it's everything. And it rhymes. It's a catchy, it's a catchy jingle.
I'm kind of with Buck on that. What? if you don't have
nothing
it?
Nothing is everything.
So the fact that nothing on your skin, I think they're saying is everything.
Okay.
That's a catchy tune.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then I'll be listening to an ad and I'm like, what the hell? Like, why are we flying kites or we can't fly kites because we got itchy skin?
Well, as you know, I am the leader of the pooping all over the idea of flying a kite.
Yeah.
Club.
Yeah, you are anti-kite.
I think that is such a dumb activity. Yeah. It's not even funny.
I've flown a kite or two in my day.
It is February 6, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It is brought to you today by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Have you been injured by a kite? If so, call the Advocates.
Today's Ronald Reagan Day.
Oh, all right. Well, go Reagan, whatever you think of him.
And it is National Frozen Yogurt.
Oh, I love a good Froyo.
How about that big snow?
I don't know how I handled it.
You don't know how you handled it? It was just yesterday.
I know. I had to.
Us through how you got out of your house.
It was scary, man. Went outside and just the panic had set in. You know, my all-wheel drive wasn't enough. I needed symmetrical all-wheel drive. I didn't have a Subaru. I damn near died. That's all I can say. Damn near died. Although, when I was driving to where I was going, right as you get on the where I live, 14 and 205, they merge, there was a massive wreck. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Someone in this condition, like just, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the weather, but I was like, the BTJ cannot find out about this, because if she did, I'll never be allowed to leave the house again when it's snowing.
By the way, the text police are in, and they're saying that you can't fly a kite with psoriasis because you're embarrassed to be in public.
Well, again, can't you just wear a long sleeve shirt?
Well, maybe it's on your face.
I just wondered.
But I think that's the right answer. And we were called dummies.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Well, then the new question is, why would you pick that activity of all the activities, not just going to the store?
A dummy, now we're just throwing shots?
It's borderline dummy.
Is it?
I mean, a little bit. But none of us came up with it, so maybe, you know. But we are dummies.
I just don't appreciate that.
So
there's no reason to get personal.
What an idiot.
I'm merely asking a question.
I mean, just stupid.
Well, the coolest thing about the snow was that, I don't know if you saw the photos, but the coast got snow.
Ah, the coast.
Did you see that?
I did.
The photo of the surfers? Did you see that one?
Yes. There's three bros with wetsuits and surfboards in the snow.
Yeah.
They were in Seaside, I think.
It wasn't like it was like...
It covered the beach.
But it was covering the ground, which is cool.
Which is amazing. You don't seem impressed.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
The photo I saw did not look that impressive.
Well, there are other photos. You should go look at. I mean, the beach was all snow, which is, it's kind of cool. Yeah. I've never seen that.
That was like when we saw the photos of like Atlanta and New Orleans and Florida that were covered in snow. That was like, oh, you know what? I stand corrected. That is a better photo than what I originally saw.
So Astoria, Seaside, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, Pacific City, they all had snow. Two great picks, the Surfer Bros, and there was a sea lion resting by a fire pit at the Astoria Hotel.
Warming themselves up a little bit?
I don't think the fire pit was on. I think everything was off, but it was up on the deck.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is the one I originally... Well, I'll show you. The one I originally saw was this, where someone had just written it in... And, like, that wasn't that... But the other ones, yeah, that's more than I gave it credit for.
Well, we have another machete man in Portland. These are getting so common that they're almost not even news.
Yeah.
Unless somebody gets slashed up.
I feel like the machete is becoming the go-to weapon of the urban camper.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get them, but they have them.
Yeah, well, I think you can get them at like Harbor Freight and they're like $3. Remember, we talked about this. They're like $3 and they're readily available at any crappy hardware store.
Well, a man was threatening people with machete in Portland's Old Town neighborhood yesterday.
Yeah. My buddy texted me that he's a cop, and he goes, hey, good thing you're not at work today. We may have to shoot someone again. And I was like, well, we're planning our shootings now? And that's, he was like, nah, there's some idiot running around with a machete, and there's a whole thing.
4-hour standoff.
I know. Which, again, it's like my Sky Rizzy thing. I'm probably just ill-informed, but it just doesn't seem that hard to take down a guy with a machete.
44 years old.
Yeah.
His name? Sony Moan.
That's a good name.
That is a great name.
Yeah. So we can't... Can we not get close enough to Taser because he's the machete or...
I don't know.
You know. This is why, you know, if I'm elected mayor, I'm telling you, on the Portland police side, net guns. We're investing in a lot of net guns. You can come at it with a machete, we're just getting like 3 net guns all at once. You know what? Problem solved. We got you.
All right, up next, we have a blow dart bandit in Vancouver.
Wait, we went from machete to blow darts? What is it with this and all these random instruments of non-mass destruction?
Well, we're creative around here.
I guess.
Wait till we get to the throwing stars.
Is it good, though, that we're not getting our hands on guns? In all honesty, if I told you that there was like an epidemic of machetes and blow dart guns...
Better than gun guns.
Better than gun guns.
Yeah. We'll get to that next. And, can planes collide with no injuries?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the way that works.
Well,
an expose next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.